Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast series. Our show is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app, which allows innkeepers to provide guests with their recommendations of the best local places to eat, play, and shop during their stay. The Frictionless Guest app is accessible through all mobile and desktop devices, and you can learn more about it by visiting frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com. I'm Matt Langan. I'll be joined by Steve Short, the founder and CEO of the Frictionless Guest app. And today we're speaking with Rob Fulton, CEO of the Association of Independent Hospitality Professionals, otherwise known as AIHP. As many of our listeners know, AIHP is a nonprofit that represents, supports, educates, and advocates for independent hospitality professionals and innkeepers to enhance their personal satisfaction and business success. In part one of a two-part podcast series, Rob will be telling us more about all things AIHP, as well as providing an update about the recent AIHP summit, as well as discussing the state of B&Bs overall. And Rob and Steve, how are you both doing today?
Great. Great to be with you both.
Excellent. Good. Well, thanks for joining us. Steve, how are you doing?
Doing well, Matt, as usual. I am here, ready, willing, and able.
That's awesome. Always great to hear your voice. So, Rob, let's start at the top. If you don't mind, tell us a little more about AIHP, the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Like I said, good to be with you both this morning. Great intro, by the way, covered some really good things about the association, but let me just give you some additional thoughts. So AIHP was founded in 2015, a group of innkeepers together, actually, I think around the fall of 2014, and started a conversation about creating a national nonprofit trade association that would represent small independent lodging, bed and breakfast and inns, unique properties and so forth throughout the country. And that group met for a little bit. And then, like I said, in 2015, formally created AIHP. And I was blessed and fortunate enough to come on board as the president in January of 2016. So we started with about 200 members in 2015. We're up to about 600 members and growing. So really excited about the growth of the association. Again, we are new, so we're just going into our fourth year, which is pretty exciting. You mentioned, Matt, in your intro, we're really the voice of small independent lodging at the national level and lots of potential for growth there. You mentioned a little bit about our membership. Really key to us is independent lodging properties. It could be unique lodging, hospitality professionals. Think about aspiring hospitality professionals or aspiring innkeepers. So when I say aspiring, those are really those that are thinking about getting into our industry, whether they're going to buy an inn, some sort of a bed and breakfast or other type of unique lodging property. And our allied partners, which we're particularly blessed to have, of which Frictionless Guest App is one. And these are the great partners that we have that service the industry, provide those great products and services. And Frictionless Guest App is one of those. We're really thrilled in the partnership. You did mention, I think, at the start, Matt, we're a nonprofit association, really focused on our members. It's really their association. So our mission and vision, as you said at the start, is really to help them be the best host that they can be, the best property, owners, and provide a great guest experience, particularly in a changing travel and tourism environment, which I know we'll talk a little bit about later. So really excited about the organization. It's a great group. We have a great board of directors. We have a great staff, great membership, and really looking forward. Like I said, we're in our fourth year and really excited about the growth of and where we're going to go from here.
That's great, Rob. Thanks for those insights there. Really exciting to hear about the growth that's happening. Was not aware that you've gotten so much traction over the past 4 years. That's fantastic. And speaking of traction, you all recently hosted your AIHP summit, and I understand it was a huge success, but would love to hear from you about how the show went and what were some of the key takeaways in your opinion.
Yeah, thanks. No, really fantastic conference. So we call it our Knowledge Sharing Summit. We do it annually. This is our fourth conference or summit that we've hosted, and Cincinnati was a great host city. I do want to give a shout out to our partners who helped put the summit on, which were Select Registry and Ohio Hotel and Lodging Association and Unique Lodging of Ohio. They were really great partners, and we couldn't have done that without them. A great attendance. We continue to see our summits grow each year. We had about a little under 300 attendees, which are really the properties that attended to participate in the really on the educational content side. And then we also have a fantastic marketplace, of which Frictionless Guest App was part of that. And that gives our attendees an opportunity, to shop and, like I said, buy products and services or things that are going to help them be successful as, you know, in terms of their guest experience for the property that they may have. A lot of great sessions. The content was fantastic. We just got our survey results back, in fact, about a week or so ago. So just kind of digging through those right now. But a lot of really good feedback. It's a big commitment of time for our attendees to come. So we work hard to make sure it's a, you know, successful summit. So a couple of things, the takeaways that I take away every year, really, and this year wasn't necessarily different. And I'm always reminded of how important it is to get together. So it's a national conference. It's not always easy for our property members to get away. You know, they're running their property 24/7, and depending on the time of year and where we're at, it's difficult to get, you know, certainly everybody to attend. But when you're, you know, spending 3 or 4 days with properties, and I think we had about 42 states represented this year. So you've got a really good, you know, subset of the properties around the country and having an opportunity to get together. So the collaboration, and that's what we hear in the surveys the most. I mean, getting to have an opportunity for properties to get together and talk about the challenges or what's working for them or not working for them, and really have a chance to network with their peers is always really the number one takeaway. And I think we'll talk a little bit about this later, but some of the issues or topics that were discussed around online travel companies, short-term rentals, Booking Direct initiative that we're working on, ADA, which has really become a pretty significant issue here. We've seen a lot of growing lawsuits, which we can chat about in terms of attorneys from around the country sending letters out to properties, whether it's related to their website compliance or their physical compliance. And so some of the challenges that we're dealing with there. But I would encourage any of those that are listening that have not been to a summit to think about coming in the future. It's really a fantastic opportunity to get together. And I know as a team, we were really pleased with the takeaways and the feedback that we got.
That's great. You know, Steve, before we jump into talking about state of B&Bs in the U.S. study from AIHP, did you want to anything else to add here? Because I know you were at the conference.
Yeah, I thought the summit, this was first time for me, for us. I thought it was fantastic. I thought, like Rob said, you know, the getting together part is hugely important. And I think it was great to get to know and talk with some of the innkeepers, everybody, AIHP folks. Everybody was just super nice. I mean, it was just a lot of really good people. I had a lot of great conversations and the events. And you know, I was in the marketplace most of the time, but I was able to attend some of the sessions and extremely informative. So, you know, I think from, not sure from an innkeeper's standpoint, but seems like there's a whole lot. I mean, you can basically spend the entire time learning and that team and learning about a lot of different kinds of things. So it was successful for us, I think, you know, because we got to talk with some innkeepers who were interested in the app and get them signed up. So that was great from a, you know, from an allied partner perspective. But looking at it from the outside, if I was an innkeeper, seems like a really cool event to be able to attend. So hopefully that the trend continues where just like AIHP is growing, I'm hopeful that we'll be there next year in Albuquerque, and I'm hopeful that the attendance there for innkeepers and everybody else will continue to increase just like membership has. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, Steve, I appreciate you saying that. And just a couple other things real quick. You know, one of the things, so I think about technology and, you know, with thinking about Frictionless Guest App and what you all have brought to the table. But I think, I mean, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here when I'm talking to the both of you, but the technology is changing so quickly and it's evolving so, I think, in so many good ways. And, you know, every year from year to year at these conferences and at these summits, and we certainly try to supplement these types of topics with our membership throughout the course of the year. So it's not just about summit, but that's certainly our kind of our signature event. But what's available to a property to help create a great guest experience, but also to make it easier for a, you know, the property to manage the experience is, you know, those changes are amazing. And one of the biggest comments, some of the most feedback that we got on the survey, other than just general feedback on content and that type of thing, was what great technology opportunities there were this year. And you guys were certainly one of them with your company. And there, you know, and there were others in other spaces. And those are the kind of things that I think make it worth an attendee making an investment to come. It's certainly not, you know, easy to be away from the property, as I said, and there's certainly some cost in traveling to get to a summit. And of course, you're there for 3 or 4 days. But the technology side, the marketing side, some of these issues that we're going to talk about, it's almost unimaginable to not try to, you know, be someplace where you can embrace that. So just to what Steve said, I think there's a lot of credit to having companies like yourself there, because that's where innkeepers will struggle, is how to manage their business day to day. And so it's how to manage the online travel companies, how to manage the technology. And I think, as we'll probably talk about a little bit here, the guest experience, of course, is everything. So those tools are important. And I think it lended to a lot of really great conversations. So I just to piggyback on kind of Steve's thoughts there, but
that's great. Yeah. Thanks for that, Rob. Great insight there. And did you all want to shift and talk about the state of B&Bs, or Steve, did you want to keep on that thread?
Well, one more question, Rob, can you give information for next year's summit? I know it's in Albuquerque and I think it's in February. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for the plug there, Steve. It will be in Albuquerque. We're really looking forward to being there. I think a lot of folks that I've talked to have never been to Albuquerque, so I think it'll be a first time for a lot of our attendees. And I've been there several times, and it's really an amazing city. New Mexico's a really cool state, but Albuquerque's got a real uniqueness to it. And one of the things that we love about Albuquerque, and this is their tourism kind of tagline, is, you know, changing your perspectives. And probably the theme of the conference next year, as we think about, you know, every time we bring a group together around a summit, trying to change their perspectives about what's happening in the industry and how they can be successful. So look for some more theming about that. But yes, end of February, this point, February 24th through the 27th, and we'll have information on our website. We'll be starting to promote the summit here actually pretty shortly, talking about, you know, what to expect. But appreciate the plug, and really, really looking forward to being in Albuquerque.
Excellent. Yep. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Rob, if you don't mind, let's shift real quick and tell us about, I know this study came out in 2018, but certainly very still germane for the present day, your B&Bs Unbound, the state of B&Bs in the U.S. study. We'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, this is a great study. And I know we'll talk a little bit about something else we're going to be doing this year to kind of build on this. But so we were approached, and this is going to be a little bit of history here, but bedandbreakfast.com, when they were in existence, which most of your listeners probably know, but bedandbreakfast.com is purchased by HomeAway, and Expedia now owns that group. So bedandbreakfast.com has gone away, as our industry knows it, and really been pulled into the Expedia group. So, but at the time, bedandbreakfast.com approached AIHP and asked if we'd be willing to help financially support a study that a company called Focusrite. And if you're not familiar with Focusrite, I would certainly encourage you to Google them and look them up. It's a great research company. They do a lot of really great studies on travel and tourism related segments of our industry. So it's not always about bed and breakfast or inns or independent lodging, but there's a lot of great travel trends and things. Anyway, so just side note, but I would encourage you to take a look at their website. They do some emails and some information they would share with you. But they approached, so AIHP helped to fund this study, as you mentioned there, in 2017 and into 2018. And it's really to kind of takes a 30,000 foot view of the industry. So there are a couple goals there with the study. One was to define the impact of our segment in the broader travel and tourism market. So I think this is something our segment of the industry wrestles with, and that is, how do we fit in the broader travel and tourism industry? And I think it's been challenging for us because we really have not had any good statistics for probably 8 or 9 years. And so this is really the first study that's been done, I think, since about 2011. And of course, a lot has changed since then. So much needed. Other thing that we wanted to do is kind of assess the importance of the B&Bs to the traveler segment. So when I say that, what I'm saying is, when Focusrite did the survey, they surveyed two groups. One is this, you know, so they surveyed owners or managers of properties around the country. And this was done in North America. And then the other group that they surveyed were travelers or guests that have stayed in a bed and breakfast and guests that have not stayed in a bed and breakfast. So even though it's kind of a 30,000 foot view and it doesn't dive into some of the specifics as much as we would like, it does give a really good overview of how the industry is doing, how our owners or managers of these properties feel the industry is doing, and then the perception of a guest that has stayed at a bed and breakfast and a perception of a guest that has not stayed at a bed and breakfast. So, and Steve and Matt, I'm happy to make that link available in the podcast that I can say at the end, that where they can find it on our website, but happy to share that survey with anybody that wants to read it. So really good subset of folks that were interviewed. It does show the industry growing. I've seen some talk on our Facebook page, and we only heard some of this talk at Summit about kind of how different areas of the country are doing. Some, you know, maybe not as well as they would like. Some areas are doing really well. So You know, as anything in life, there's some good areas and there's some areas not as strong. But the study does say that the industry is growing and will be somewhere around $5 billion cumulative, you know, by 2020. So I think there's some good news in there. And I think the other thing the study really highlights, just something we've hit on and we'll talk a little bit more about, is the impact of the online travel companies and the short-term rentals on our industry. It's not all bad. There, you know, I think there's some good news in there, or some good opportunities in there, I should say, along with some challenges. But those are some of the things that we're working on as an association. I think, and the other thing the study says, and we may touch on this as well, is areas where the bed and breakfasts are growing. It's not just about the room revenues anymore. You know, most bed and breakfasts in small independent lodging properties, whatever the case may be, you know, are looking for other types of revenue streams to supplement what is traditionally the main focus. And that, of course, is, you know, is lodging revenue. But there's a lot of really good stuff in there. Like I said, I'm happy to share the link and to the study, and would encourage, you know, folks to kind of take a look at that. And I'll talk a little bit more in a minute about what we're going to do this year to kind of build on the study that we did with Focusrite.
Great. Steve, anything to add before we talk about the 2019 version of the study?
Well, yeah, I mean, we could certainly spend probably an hour talking about the study itself. I mean, generally, I get the impression that, I mean, the industry is growing, even though I guess my perception at times is, well, you've got all of these factors that are putting pressure on traditional bed and breakfast and inn. And so, you know, that's kind of troubling, or seems troubling to me as a person, you know, my wife and I, having been bed and breakfast people for decades, you know, you don't want to see that go away. But, you know, I'm aware that, you know, we've got Airbnb and we've got OTAs and all this stuff. But the study actually seems to be more positive that, okay, it's growing. I mean, that might be, some of the numbers might be due to the Airbnb types. I'm not sure how that was included or not. But I mean, basically it's saying, hey, look, I think the takeaway to innkeepers is you have to embrace the changes like OTAs and whatever, because it's going to happen. But ultimately, there's a lot of potential out there. You know, so if you do some of the right things, you should thrive, because it is actually a growing thing. People are, and even though you might have millennials who aren't as aware of bed and breakfast, you know, so there's all these factors, but generally it seems like that, like, we should be optimistic about the industry. I mean, is that a fair takeaway? How would you kind of describe the takeaway or the feeling of, you know, what came out of the study and the outlook, I guess?
Yeah, no, that's really well said, Steve. Yeah, so some of it's in perception. I mean, we all look at life differently. I mean, I tend to be a glass half full individual. So I think, and I do think there's a lot of positives in there. I think the challenge, this is just some of my thoughts and based on some of the conversations I've had. But so there's lots of disruptors in our industry now. The online travel, you know, the continued growth of the online travel companies, Google, you know, the short-term rentals, and all of that have been disruptors. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, there's lots of other analogies, whether completely, you know, apples to apples, you could argue that. But you think about, you know, ride sharing, you know, Uber and Lyft, and you think about what Amazon's done. And so there's lots of disruptors. And I think the approach for us is the association's role, you know, and I think we'll talk on this too in a little bit as well, but is to work with these companies to try to educate them on our industry and to try to advocate for and fair level playing field. That's one of the biggest roles for us is, you know, and I think that's where a lot of the concern has been in our industry. And a lot of the pushback is because you've got hosts or other individuals doing the same thing that a bed and breakfast or an inn or a boutique hotel, you know, or another property is doing, where they're regulated and they're paying taxes and they're doing their, you know, civic duty, so to speak, in their local communities. And the advent of these other groups have disrupted that. And so what we're saying is support the association, AIHP, and its work to combat those inequalities in our space. As the property, though, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but take advantage of these marketing channels to help you be successful. And I think just kind of what you were hitting on, Steve, is that this is the importance of going to Summit, and it's the importance of the other things that we do throughout the year, because we'll help you navigate those these tough, you know, these challenges. And we have tons of really great allied partners, marketing companies, you know, property management system. I mean, there's really great, and Steve, you saw a lot of those at the summit that were on the marketplace that can help a property navigate the online travel companies and these platforms. But we don't want to see our members throwing. So my point of all this is, I'm not being too long-winded, is that the study to me shows that. It points out the areas of growth and looking at your business in a different way. But it also points out the challenges. And I think that more positives coming out of it than there are negatives, because we're actively working on addressing the concerns. But there's opportunities for a property to grow. They couldn't have done that before on their own because they just couldn't afford to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to kind of embrace the changes, because, you know, some the digital disruptors or whatever you want to call them, it's going to happen no matter what. But there's opportunity. You know, you have to be, I guess, more savvy to what's going on and understand how to take advantage of the opportunities. But overall, you know, if you do, you could actually be more successful, it sounds like. So,
yeah, I mean, I think to me that's the value of an association, whether, you know, selfishly it's AIHP, but, you know, that's the value of an association. And there's lots of great state and local associations that the listeners should be involved with as well. And the importance of collaborating. We try to have a lot of these conversations throughout the year so that we can, so as an association, we understand the concerns of the members in the industry so that we can go address it for them. That's one of the reasons they're joining us. That support helps us do that. And then give our members the tools, you know, to be successful. And we're a big believers at being a seat at the table, you know, so you'll see, I mean, we invite, you saw Steve, you saw Airbnb at the summit. We invited all of the players in that space. We invited HomeAway, we invited Expedia, we invited Booking.com, we invited TripAdvisor, you know, et cetera, to be there. And sometimes, well, it provides an opportunity for properties to spend time with these companies to understand and help to educate. So there's a reason why we do that. And there's a reason why we have a seat at the table. Well, sometimes it's not easy, and it doesn't mean that we always agree. And a lot of times we might disagree. But to me, what the survey says is exactly what you said, Steve. They're not going away. They're going to continue to evolve. And either we have a seat at the table to help the evolution in a way that's best for us, or we kind of stand on the sidelines and be upset about it, but really aren't actively involved in trying to change the outcome when something isn't working the way that it needs to for us. And that's a significant role for the association. I mean, you know, if you boil it down, that's, you know, that's at the top of the list, is, you know, is to position ourselves to do that. And we have, you know, when members are frustrated and they're trying to run a business, I can only imagine how frustrating it is to try to navigate all this, but we're trying to help sort through that.
Yeah. And I think that the, you know, when I think about the independent innkeeper, that, you know, how difficult it is for them, it must be, you know, for them to run their business. And then on top of it, you've got all of this other stuff going on. And I mean, you have no leverage, really. You're just having to navigate as best you can. I think it seems hugely important that you've got an AIHP, you know, that the role of AIHP is to educate, whether it's Summit or not, you know, for them to be able to say, okay, help me out. You know, I don't have time. I can't Google all this stuff and figure out what's important and what I should be doing and all of that. That, you know, AIHP is giving them an opportunity to learn, or, you know, understand, help things they can do to deal with it, be more successful. Because the independent, like, I mean, I think about it with our app, no independent, you know, innkeeper can go out and build this, you know, but it hopefully will help all of them, you know. So it's the same thing. I mean, how do they combat all of these other factors? You know, they don't have the resource to be able to do that or pull it all together and understand. But, you know, I think that's a huge role for AIHP. A huge positive role is that education process, at least not just standing up for them and advocating, but also letting them know what's going on. And, you know, if they're more informed, they're going to be more successful, it's like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, well said.
Our guest for this episode was Rob Fulton, CEO of AIHP. And Rob was kind enough to share his overall perspective on the state of the industry, as well as discuss the recent AIHP summit. Stay tuned for part two of this series, where Rob will discuss his organization's 2019 State of B&B's report, as well as the impact of short-term rentals on the sector, as well as the overall future of the sector. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast, brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app. If you wish to learn more, please visit frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com.